Om Shanti. So it is our absolute delight this evening to have with us Brother Brij Mohan. We feel very fortunate that he is here with us after much effort. And that success is mainly due to Sister Valerian, because she has asked him to come to participate in the Spirit of Care retreat. And because of that, we're able to have him. So we also want to thank Sister Valerian for sharing him with us. Brother Brij Mohan, we feel, is the Brahma Baba of our time. When we all come to Madhuban, we think he's of our main host. He's at the very nerve, the very center of what is happening in the Brikhe world. And for him to spend some time with us and share with us, other than the 1 million soul that he's looking after, we especially thank him and say, Brother Brij Mohan, thank you so much for coming. So I would like to ask Sister Fung from Vietnam to present a small token of our appreciation and our welcome to him. And for Sister Valerian, the welcome is not decided by the size of the flower, maybe the color.
Thank you, Vijaybhai. And it's really appreciated. I was remembering the life that I've had with Baba. You've been there all along. And one thing that has been always highlighted for me about Brij Mohan Bhai is that he's always been willing and open to have real conversations. I remember sometimes it was waiting for the train, sometimes it was catching him in Pandav Bhavan in Delhi, but always open. So thanks for being open. So this time the Spirit of Care retreat is around going back to our pure essence and the real art of caring. So I have seen you as a father figure, as you were saying, Vijaybhai, just now, a Brahma Baba of our time. So in a sense, you have been walking towards the karmatic stage many more years than we have. And I would love you to share with us a little bit, how is it? Because, of course, you're not there, you're still in your body, and we're very happy about that. But you're probably quite close to that. So does it feel like you thought it would, to become Karmatit, or to get closer to Karmatit? Because that's going back to the pure essence that you are.
Myself?
Huh.
What is karmatit?
Karmatit is when you have made so many spiritual effort that you are not pulled by the limited karma and you are free and beyond that pull into a stage where you're close to Baba. That's my understanding of karmatit today, but I'm happy to learn more about it from you.
Karmatit, I have to be throughout or in between. Sometime karmatit, sometime doing this interview.
We would like you to be able to speak still, so don't be just totally throughout. Because otherwise you might just sit in silence.
Right. It means we can use our speech.
We would appreciate that very much.
We can use our eyes.
Definitely. And your spirit. And your humor.
Everything. And still be
karmatit.
So That is very nice. All BKs, Baba children, the first thing that happens to us when we are adopted by the father and the mother, something strange happens to us, which means we die from the old, are born in the new, in the same body. In the same body with the same soul.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very delicate situation.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is.
Yes. Which means that we have to create a totally different space for ourselves.
Yeah.
Island. Huh? Island of Karmatis.
Mm-hmm.
And remain in that, never to venture out. Not even your little finger should be out. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's like Srimat or Rama's circle of protection.
Yes. So, the answer to your first question is that we are karmatit when we are following Srimad, totally protected, and we are not karmatit when we are following some other mat. Now, to always follow Srimad will be karmatit,
mm-hmm,
forever. Now each one of us can decide for ourselves where we stand. This is my answer to your first question.
Mm-hmm. I like your answer. Thank you very much. Part of my answer, my question was also, now that you are following Srimad, we might say, with more ease, you know, because you've been doing it for so long, so your intellect probably discerns a lot easier, so you put it into practice also with more depth. Does it feel like you imagined it would when you were 30 years ago?
If a person takes so much time,
mm-hmm,
to follow Srimad, would you call him a good example? So we have not to go by years.
No, I agree.
Otherwise, all of them will feel,
mm-hmm,
that it requires so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And this soul has taken so many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
He is about to leave the body.
No, please don't do that.
Okay, I will not be allowed to leave.
No.
Because I am not karmati. Okay. So the idea is, it is not linked with years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When did Brahma Baba become karmati? What do you think? Brahma Baba,
yeah,
is our example. So at what stage did Brahma Baba become karmatit? On 18th January 1969, or somewhere before,
mm-hmm,
or when Shri Baba took his body?
Mm-hmm.
What is your view?
I think he actually became completely karmatit on the final day, but he started the process when Baba started using his body.
Do you mean to say that the mother, Mateshwari, she became karmatit very quickly because she left body long, long back, and Brahma Baba took so much time that he becomes karmatit on the final day? Because we have not only to become karmatit, but make others also karmatit.
Mm-hmm.
If I become karmatit on the final day, what will I do then for others?
Yeah.
We are having this talk so that we can become karmatit faster and in all respects.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to become karmatit and also be in this body for a long time or no?
Yeah, in my Brahmin lab I've heard so many definitions of karmatit that they all conflict in a sense, because I remember people saying that Brahma Baba in the last 5 years was giving different kinds of examples in vision and attitude and response to things. But I agree with you that following Srimad is the first step, so there are different definitions, I suppose.
Baba has told us that you have three functions to do before you become karmatit. And those will help you to become karmatit. All of us know that we have karmic account in our soul. Your topic is pure offense.
Yes.
So to become pure, which means all the burdens and impurities and barriers have to go out.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a sort of impurity, call it impurity, call it a burden, call it barrier, of how much period?
60.
Half the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So many births. All creating accounts and accounts, creating debt, not clearing. Clearing little but adding more. Like a person going into debt. Almost bankrupt. So that also we have to clear before becoming karmati.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are two ways to settle our accounts. One is the normal way, which the worldly people try to do, but they get more involved. So Baba has told us, given us a different field to settle our accounts. One has to settle accounts. You cannot escape wherever you may go. Supposing I have anger. Should I suppose or I should say I have anger? Okay? I have anger. And I live in my community. I am known as an angry person. So one day I decide to join the military so that I am away from all those people who are feeling difficulty with me. What will happen in the military?
Same.
Same? So I cannot escape.
Yeah.
So the problem is with anger, not with the community.
Mm-hmm.
So Baba says that I have given you a different field, a different word, a different method to absolve our all those negativities or weaknesses. And what is that? That is our family.
Mm-hmm.
So we must know that our family, it is known as a divine family, loving family, caring family, but all our accounts, karmic accounts, have to be settled in this family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much I settle, on that will depend my becoming, getting a visa for karmatit.
And what about the passport?
I have got a passport.
Yeah.
But the visa is required. I won't get that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it is very lucky for us that Baba has given us a divine way, a respectable way, an easy way of settling our accounts. Otherwise, you can imagine accounts of such strong accounts of 2,500 years, which have totally changed our original nature so much. A person known as a deity is now having devilish qualities, from devil to deity, not even human being, deity. So must be otherwise a difficult task. All have to go, but all will not go karmatit. There is a different process for them. But for us, Baba has given us this opportunity. Now you can see Brahma Baba cleared all the accounts, but there is a second part of it which is also expected of us to become karmatit. After clearing my accounts, I can go to Paramdham. Then what will happen? So Baba says, we have not to be only ever healthy, but we have also to be ever wealthy. The first part is related to becoming ever healthy. Which means changing from negative to zero. Essential stage, no burden on me. If a person has a lot of burden, he will be very pleased when on the day or moment when he becomes unburdened, he feels so light.
Yeah.
A person is in a prison, so he is having to suffer for 20 years, rigorous imprisonment, for his good conduct. They decide to release him after 10 years. And he comes out of the prison. How does he feel? So light. I am now a free person. This is first part of it. Settling my accounts. Those are done through service, because service brings you what Baba calls blessings. People will recommend that this person's term should be reduced, he should be released quickly. For some reason should be there. And the other is fire of yoga, intense fire of yoga.
Would you tell us a bit about that? Your
yes.
experience.
Huh?
Your experience about
it. I'm only telling my experience.
Very nice.
In third person.
Very nice.
You are asking me a question in first person.
Yes.
I am telling in third person, that is all.
Thank you.
So what I mean to say is, it takes time. Baba gives us time to do that. How soon we can do depends on how subtly we take and what subtle process we use. If I am only making effort for myself, it will take long time. Only yesterday Baba has said that if you adopt two more methods, which is to helping others also to do that, bringing them along, then your own burden will be quickly reduced. And then also becoming karmatit, one is the final stage of karmatit, the other is karmatit comprises of every bit of our thought, word and action. I can be karmatit in one thought. I can be karmatit in my speech. I can be karmatit in my single action. Because ultimately a thought is the minimum denominator of my rest of the life. So I have to see, am I karmatit in my thought, which means that am I doing it with any sort of self-interest?
You mean selfishness?
Yes. I am doing it as a neutral. Because you have talked of caring. Eh?
Yes.
What do we care for and what do we don't care for? What is the essence of caring? Anything that I consider is mine, I will care for. Anything that I consider has been assigned to me to care for, it will be only my duty. So, if I am considering the worldly perishable things to be mine, which is called selfishness or self-limited, then I will not be able to make my single thought karmatit. So I may be making some thoughts karmatit when I am assigned some duty or I am doing some program, I am conducting a bhatti, I am a part of a bhatti, I am attending a retreat. That is with lot of attention. But out of that, when I say that the yoga period starts at 4 o'clock and finishes at 4:45, what does it mean? What does it mean? That I have to begin my yoga at 4 and I have already returned journey ticket, finish it at 4:45. So how long I will be karmatit even if I am fully attentive? This is the thing.
Yes. It would take a long
so
time.
So karmatit is a sum total of all my thoughts, speech, action, even dreams. So one part was to clear my accounts. So there are three types of method, the best method, the middle, anybody, as per their stage, they can adopt it. The other part is to accumulate my fortune or my wealth for future. Baba say, okay, you can become karmatit, but what will be your status there? That also I have to earn here, because only here I can earn it imperishable and for long generations. Otherwise, nowhere you can earn it. Now, unless these twin tasks are completed, even if I am forced to go up, I should not. That is why Baba says, you know, your body is bare, you are suffering, you are crying. Don't think of leaving this, because this is the only medium, vehicle where you can become karmatit. So one is final karmatit, one is eligibility to be karmatit, but waiting to clear your account and earn your fortune. These are the constituents.
When we were in the meeting together, all of us yesterday, Baba was also speaking about creating your divine personality over a long period of time. And for me, it's totally connected with the divine essence that we want to experience for the next 2,500 years. So we are creating now our sanskars and our world. So what's your advice? Because sometimes we are trying and sometimes we forget how to do it properly.
If a person is naturally beautiful, will that person remain beautiful all the time, whether that person is sleeping, talking, walking, or he will be beautiful only for some of the time?
It depends on that person, I suppose. Others
will look at that person.
Yeah.
All this personality, spiritual, is meant for others also. Mm-hmm. Inside is different, that is your own property. But outside, so what Baba means to say is that how to serve others. You cannot call them and speak to them and give lot of assents. No. Your personality will do that. Which means people are there. You are on a stage, bird stage. Others are not hero actors. They are just watchers, spectators. You are a hero actor. So as soon as you are given the role of a hero actor, not a spectator, what will you do?
Perform.
A spectator sitting here can sit easily, doesn't matter where their dress is, where. But as soon as you come on stage, you have to do. Because that is required. This is apparent, physical. Similarly, Baba says, naturally, it is not artificial makeup, it is natural. That face is the index of mind. Face is the index of mind. What is in the mind comes on the face. So, okay?
Yes.
Supposing I am quiet sitting all alone. A person comes. He will see my face and say, you seem to be thinking. What are you thinking? He doesn't know what I am thinking, but he has understood I am thinking. Another time he says, you look so happy. What is going on in you? So this is called face is the index of mind. Baba says, what is the test of my making effort to clear my accounts and my effort in collecting my funds? After all, how it will be reflected now, just as you asked me, where you have reached in your karmati state because you are an old child of Baba, okay? So instead of my speaking, naturally, as karmati is a sum total of all our thoughts, speech and action, the result is what Baba said yesterday, contentment. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I can ask myself, from morning to evening, situations will come, big, small. Inside, I may artificially smile. They say, any problem with you? I say, no problem. But the person, why the person is asking me, how he is smelling that I have a problem? So therefore, naturally, happiness, contentment will reflect on my face. And otherwise also my actions will tell people, supposing I fall and my leg is broken, okay? Baba says, what has happened is good and what will happen will be better. Okay? Now I have fallen, my leg is broken, all others are walking, enjoying, and I am lying with broken leg. And I remember Baba's words, whatever happened is good. So how will I connect it? It's a practical question. How will I connect it? Or you have missed your purse, your passport, your flight ticket, everything is gone and you have to do something there and your heartbeat starts faster. What does it show? Supposing this happens to Dadi Janki, what she will do? That reflects. So when Baba says that situations, forget about others, within myself, Baba says, what is my test is adverse situations. Just as in a school there is an examination. What for? So that I should know up to this level, am I okay? And once you pass an examination, sixth standard, you will never get a sixth standard paper all through your life. You might have passed in third division, doesn't matter. So this is the way. So Baba says, your features, not only facial features, but your total activity, your reaction to problems. Am I worryless? Am I fearless? I don't care for anything that comes. I have solution. Or I start thinking and look into the Bible, what Baba said on that. This is the thing. Mm-hmm. Okay?
This morning we were working on the different identities that there is, because we want to come back to our pure essence. But since a child, we have been identifying to so many things. And the feeling that I was having was that when we come back to our pure essence, we are actually not destroying but uniting. So we feel that we are that child we were, that student we were, but there's no contradiction any longer. So I would like you to comment on that. How does it feel when you come to your authentic self in your understanding or appreciation at the moment?
Even yesterday, Baba said that your ability to satisfy others and remain satisfied will earn you blessings. And then Baba added that even up to now, the sanskars are different. Mm-hmm. They are not one. They are not united.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which shows that presently or at any point of time, we are to be unity in diversity.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it has to be unity, unity, and nothing but unity. That is the sense.
Yeah.
All right. I will give you a simple example, because you take any object, okay? You take this finger, okay? All of us are looking at this finger. Let us have a photograph of this finger, okay? Should I change my finger or it's okay? Okay. Because this finger is generally pointed out. This is longer, but all right. So you take a photograph of this finger from different angles. All people sit around this finger and look at this finger. Take a photograph from your angle. Take a photograph from top, all angles.
Mm-hmm.
So you will get the same photograph or different?
Different.
Different. Although it is the same finger.
Sure.
So this is called point of view.
Mm-hmm.
My point of view. Your point of view. So we have different points of view, and still, because we have a common goal, we will say, all right, we decide this is a finger. Okay, and this is the, what is this called, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you put a point, a large point in the middle. Let all people sit around it or look it from the top or from the bottom and take a photograph. What will be the result? Same or different?
Different.
Why?
Because all these different people...
No. Photograph...
Yeah.
...is of the round.
Oh, okay. Then it will be the same.
Same?
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we want the essence to be like the supreme essence,
mm-hmm.
or a sense in me to be the same as a sense in you, we have to become that point and look at each one as a point.
Mm-hmm.
No point of view, only point. So this will make us uniform.
Thank you very much.
Which means Baba says, I am your world, I am your everything, you are my everything. Each one is also looking the same way.
Mm-hmm. And what happens also is I feel that there will be a sense of oneness inside, because we are one world, Baba is my world, but we are one family. But at the same time, often the souls still nowadays feel, oh, sometimes I'm like this, sometimes I'm like that, and there is discontentment or lack of self-satisfaction because of these divisions. So I think this unity is also something.
When people are in deep love,
mm-hmm.
they are different people. But what do they say and what do they feel?
Yeah, love.
That we are two bodies, but we are one. They feel one.
Mm-hmm.
It means love is the basic.
Uniting. Mm-hmm.
So if we have love for him, real love, then Baba says, the one for whom you have love, the thing that he loves, you will also love.
Mm-hmm.
This is the essence.
Yes.
So if we really have the Baba, and Baba is my Baba, and this child is also Baba's child.
Mm-hmm.
I should not look at it as Baba's child.
Mm-hmm.
They say Leela's dog, they used to say. So similarly, if you have that,
mm-hmm.
then the problem will be solved.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I will say this, that, disparities, so many things come, this is higher, this is lower, this is bigger. No. A mother child, little child, baby. When the baby is born, the mother, the whole soul goes into that baby. Isn't it?
True.
And then mother wakes the whole night doing everything. She has to eat, she has to bathe, she has to do everything. But the heart is with the child. If anything happens to the child, she feels disturbed. Same way as the jinni and parrot in the cage. So life of the jinni is in the parrot in the cage. You just twist the parrot, the jinni will, otherwise he is out of control. Same thing.
When I was in Delhi a few weeks ago now, we started to have a conversation and then you had to run. But I really liked what you were telling me. I was asking you about true effort. The word in Hindi is much more beautiful than the word in English, Purusottam. I think that's how you pronounce it.
True
and
effort.
you were saying how when one wants to make effort, one needs to be kind to oneself. One needs to really be very kind. So I'd like you to share that with all of us today.
The thing is, the word effort, we should erase from our dictionary.
So give me another word. You're good with words.
Yes.
We are happy to support you in this effort.
Simple thing is, we have a face and we have a back.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Why nature has put our face on one side and back on the other side? It's natural. If I try to do 180 degrees, I can't.
No, you can't.
So the idea is, something we are leaving and somewhere we are reaching. So we are leaving what is on our back and we are proceeding towards our face. Simple. Two things we have to do. to forget and to remember.
Mm-hmm.
To forget the old
mm-hmm.
and remember the
new.
Effort will come if you will try to forget the old.
Yeah.
Effort will not be there if you will try to get the new. Because you are feeling straight away you are gaining, you are reaching your destination, everything is better. I am moving towards better, from the worst to the best. So, there are two words, remembrance and forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you start forgetting, thinking that when I forget everything, I will remember, that's the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember, I will forget. Now you are here. Are you in France?
No.
No. This is simple.
Yes. So what word should we use instead of effort?
We should use the word meeting, love.
Mm.
Love. Love is not to be forgotten. Love is will take love. If you try to forget, you can't forget. Baba always says, the worldly people think we can't remember God, and Baba's children say we can't forget God. Isn't it?
Yes.
You try to forget Shri Baba, you can't. You decide now for 24 hours, I will do everything but will not remember Shri Baba. And what Shri Baba will say? Even your statement that I will not remember Shri Baba, you have more Shri Baba in your heart because anything you try to forget, you remember.
It's true.
When you are not in speaking terms with someone, you are thinking more of him than when you were on speaking terms.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing.
It's very true. So tell us about being kind to yourself. Tell us how we can make sure we are kind to ourselves, because I think that we've had the bad habit of treating ourselves harshly.
There are two components of us,
mm-hmm.
the perishable and the imperishable.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we are doing, thinking about the perishable, we are being unkind to ourselves. We know, everyone knows, this will not remain. Okay? Baba says, it has to go better from mind. You try to forget it already, so that when that time comes, it doesn't pull you.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a tooth, a shaking tooth can be easily pulled, otherwise you have to take something to pull it. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So Baba says, make it soft, easy. Now, we know, yesterday also Baba has said, all the resources are perishable. They are for one life, and we do not know how long this life will last. And if you leave them unused, they will also be useless. So anything after understanding this jnana, trying to spend anything, your little bit of time or thought for this perishable, is cruelty.
Is
cruelty to yourself. Cruelty.
Okay.
And making others also, directly or indirectly, to get involved into this. Come to Switzerland and see the lake and the waterfall. And the other people also follow you to, yes, what are we doing? If we change our mind, how many such things will be there? All the time in golden land, golden world, you don't have to go there, they will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I am giving an example. So basic thing is, anything perishable, working for, doing for, or promoting it is cruelty. And the first cruelty is to myself. If I start decorating my body, that Baba says, have a good personality. So first, I should have a good dress. It is very important, I should be presentable. It means I am only presenting my dress, not the soul.
Mm-hmm.
all your thought will be. Many souls, when they have to perform on the stage, first they see that they are better dressed. Now what is that?
Body consciousness maybe?
And then, body consciousness means cruelty. Then, they will remember some points. I have to go, I should have some points, otherwise my performance will not be judged properly. Now supposing your first speaker speaks out those points, then you start getting thinking, what is left for me? So therefore, it is called perishable, temporary, short-lived use of time. Baba says, eternal, imperishable, which will last you for long, which is your own, nobody can take it away, nobody, you need to compare to them, no comparison, it has no comparison, because I the soul, am I the soul, there is no other soul in the world like of me. Baba says, neither be too low, I am nothing, nor be too high, so I am everything. So because Baba has given you everything and you are connected with Baba. Somebody's parent is multimillionaire, how can that person be a pauper? So as soon as we forget only that I am soul, Baba is with me, all others are soul, Baba has assigned me a role, I will do it, I have done it, kindness. All else is cruelty. Now, in the West, there are a lot of institutions, compassion, kindness, and what is there? Kill the animal, but kill the animal with less cruelty. That is called kindness today.
I've noticed your kindness, many ways, your caring. I mean, you don't particularly would like to brag about it at all, so you're probably going to evade my question, but I've seen you caring, like inviting everyone, cooking for everyone, taking time and making the stories entertaining so we get the gist out of the knowledge. So what would be your advice for general everyone on being more caring? Because basically, as you were saying, it's that one family that has been given to us. So, you know, it's not just to settle accounts, it's also to give what we have.
No, that helps me to settle my accounts.
Yes,
as soon as I forget to acknowledge and recognize others as they are, I am creating a barrier. They will not feel oneness with me. They will start competing with me. So Baba says, avoid this.
So how do you avoid that?
So, that is a subtle kind of cruelty also, which we must all take care. And subtle kind of cruelty is being kind to a lot of people, more kind to a lot of people, or kind to those people only. Which means, I am depriving all others of their share of kindness and giving it to those people. This is another type of cruelty. So what Baba says, you have to be impartial, you have to be unlimited, you have to look the whole world as your family. That is very important. Otherwise, I am kind in a limited way, but I am not feeling I am kind because I am depriving so many of the kindness and giving it to more people, so they are obedient to me, they are loyal to me. Yes. I am creating a group.
Manipulation, it's called.
Just as people say, if you have 10 pairs of shoes, you are depriving 9 people of their shoes. The communists used to say that. But there is a moral in this. So, our duty, that is why Baba said, you have to be a giver, to be a tivra purusharthi, You have to be a giver, giver and giver. Indirectly also, in any way should not be a getter. So a giver is a giver, giver is, goes on always giving and giving to all without discrimination. This is the thing. God is a giver, He gives to all same, and then He does not distinguish. I am giving, but I give a little more to this one. Give to all, but all, still a little more to this one. That also will be cruelty. Anybody will watch. If you like, I can tell a story. Do you like a story?
Yes, yes, we love stories.
Okay. There was a king. So he became senior citizen, old. So someone suggested that you have so much wealth. After you die, who knows? So why don't you distribute your wealth among your subjects so that they feel happy and you also feel you have used your wealth during your lifetime? So king agreed and he said, all right, 10 to 5 every day, my subjects will come. And he made bags, sacks of wealth, and I will distribute. So naturally there was a long queue. So king will give, anybody comes, king will give wealth, one bag and like that. At the end of that queue, there was a beggar. So that beggar, after long wait, his turn will come. And what will he do? He will just not get that sack, go back again at the end of the queue and start again. So more publicity was given to that beggar by the media than the king. That look, there is a beggar, he waits for long, but when his turn comes, he goes and again starts in the queue. So king felt jealous. He said, I am distributing so much wealth every day, but this person is getting so much publicity. So next day he called that beggar. He said, stop your drama. Have 10 bags, as many you want, but get lost. Beggar said, sir, I have done no wrong. I was at the end of the queue and I was watching that as you gave a sack to a person, you felt happy. And as you gave, you felt happy. You were giving and you were feeling happy. So I have nothing to give. I just give my turn and I feel happy. See? So much is the joy of giving.
It's a nice story. We have time still for a question on unlimited, because I think that if somebody wants to ask a question, please come up, there will be a mic. But I would like to know about the unlimited and the essence of Baba, because he's one soul and he gets us all where he has to get us, which is in the unlimited.
No, because he is does not have barriers. Yesterday also Baba said, I will do if you will also do. At least you do a little, Baba says. So these are the barriers. Otherwise I am unlimited, but I am very restricted with my neighbor. I am beneficial to the whole world, but my neighbor is a problem, making my life hell. Let remove Baba, my neighbor, so that I become unlimited. So this is the thing. So this has lot of variations, lot of subtlety. We have to watch. Now I have an assistant.
Yes.
Brother. He is a BK.
Yes.
Baba child. If I like, I can give him so many facilities that he becomes loyal to me only. He will not listen to anyone. It is possible.
Yes.
I will say, yes, he helps me. So Baba is up in the sky, but he is helping me. Supposing I do that, then what am I doing?
Making him subservient.
Even if I allow him to misuse my name, mm-hmm. I am doing cruelty. I am not doing favor to him, nor to. I am doing cruelty both to him and to myself. Mm-hmm. Because I am depriving that soul of unlimited inheritance which he would have got rather than these perishable things. He will not remain in this body, things will not remain in this body, I will not. And then I will repent and he will also repent. He will tell me, why you tried to give me these little things, why it did not help me to get unlimited knowledge from Baba? I am his child. I am not your helper. This is the thing.
Thank you so much. Yes? Is there any questions? Brother Vijay has the mic. You can come up if you want to ask something to our brother. He's very kind. He doesn't bite. He spoke about cruelty, but he's not cruel. I'm just saying that they can ask.
I have stayed with you for 2-3 days.
Yes.
So you must have seen my conduct. My living with you and
yes.
the center.
Yes, yes.
So you might have noticed certain things.
Yes.
Which are different.
Yes.
And our subject was, is peace possible? You remember?
Yes, I do.
And my answer was, peace is possible.
Yes.
Huh?
I remember.
And I don't know how those people took it, but it was like that.
Brother Brij Mohan came to the UN in Geneva, and he had prepared a beautiful speech, and it was even something we gave to people. It was really an amazing moment. It was a pleasure. And his friend cooked for the whole family also a beautiful breakfast. And every morning we were going to his home, the hotel where he was staying, because Baba's center there is small, and we could have class with him. So,
and we would also come to the center on bhog
yes,
day.
Yes, he did.
When you had the Western style bhog, my brother made the Baba's bhog, and we sat and enjoyed.
Yes,
this is a family feeling.
Yes, and very nice memories. So, maybe it's a sign we can go in silence. Do you want to add anything, Brother Brij Mohan, on the art of caring?
You know, caring in one word means, caring will come if I think that thing is mine,
mm-hmm.
own.
So my Baba, my family.
Even if I have a fountain pen,
mm-hmm.
it is mine, I will care. So, feeling of this, my family, my Baba, naturally brings caring. You can't help. Otherwise, human nature is also to care. If somebody meets accident in front of our center, we will naturally be bringing that person, trying to help him. That is human nature. But a sense of the human is soul. So when I take it, that person as a soul, I will take differently. Otherwise, I will say, if I bring him home, he dies, they will pull me to police station, why should I touch him? And so many things. We don't do that. Baba is there to care for all these things. So human beings, by their limitations, they try to save themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So Baba caring means saving the other one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing.
So in your understanding, because I know you've been serving the whole, as much as you can, to bring souls too close to Baba. And at the moment in Delhi, there is a lot of religious problems. I think Baba sees every soul as his child, and he loves every child. But then, like you were saying this morning, I can only talk to you because you are the only one who recognizes me, So sometimes I feel that it's a bit of a if it wasn't Baba, it might be a contradiction. How do you reconcile that?
Not at all. It is very clear. You know, good conductor of electricity and bad conductor of electricity, you know?
I know some things.
Which means the electric current will pass through a good conductor like copper wire.
Yeah.
Not through wood.
No.
So, who will connect the electricity with the wood? Mm-hmm. It will not go forward.
Yeah.
So what Baba means to say, I will explain it little detail. God is the seed. We are the roots of that tree. Now God has to pass on all the ingredients of caring to the last leaf,
mm-hmm.
or to the branches or the big branches or the trunk. How will God pass on all the nutrition even to the trunk, excepting through the roots?
Mm-hmm.
So the seed will cater to the roots, because the seed is sure that whatever I am going to give to the roots, roots will not keep, they will send upwards. So
mm-hmm.
we are the roots.
Mm-hmm.
That is why
we are the conductors.
That is the reason.
Mm-hmm.
We are the conductors.
Mm-hmm.
And God, the wisest, will not waste anything on bad conductors. They will not receive it also. This is the reason.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Beautiful explanation. Thank you for being with us.
And another thing.
Yes.
You said Baba equally cares for all. Does a doctor in a hospital equally cares for all patients, or he cares more for some type of patients?
It depends on the personality of the doctor, isn't it?
No.
It
is his duty to care for the intensive care ward patient first.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who is a good doctor who saved a person who was going to die?
Sure.
Who is a good teacher who educates the weakest student? Who is a good lawyer who saves a person from the gallows? So Baba cares to the weakest. And Baba says right from the beginning, I come for the poorest, for the weakest, for the most deprived, and that we are. And it is our good fortune, Baba converts us into good conductors.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There is no contradiction.
No contradiction. The way you explain it is very fine. So maybe we can thank Brother Brij Mohan this way to show our appreciation of his presence, his love, his knowledge, his wisdom.
Right.